So apparently AI agents are finally learning to do our jobs, and they might actually be good at it, like millions of dollars in savings, good, and nobody's really talking about it yet. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Enterprise-grade AI agents are quietly becoming the workforce nobody predicted. While we've all been distracted by ChatGPT writing essays and DALL-E making art, something much bigger has been happening behind the scenes. Companies like CVS Health and LPL Financial have deployed what's called agentic AI, autonomous systems that don't just answer questions, but actually execute multi-step workflows across different departments without human babysitting. Here's where it gets interesting. CVS reportedly cut their live agent chats by 50%. LPL Financial is saving $15,500 monthly by automating 40,000 interactions. One company mentioned in the reports is seeing $1.2 million in annual savings. These aren't small experiments. We're talking about systems handling IT tickets, HR requests, and finance operations at scale. And honestly, I think this is the AI revolution we should have been watching all along. Not the creative stuff that makes headlines, but the boring, practical automation that's reshaping how entire companies function. According to Salesforce, these systems are driving productivity gains of 41.7%. McKinsey says they're cutting costs by up to 30%. But here's the thing, these aren't just better chatbots. What makes these agents different is that they can work across systems. Imagine you need a password reset, old automation, you fill out a form, it sits in a queue, someone eventually helps you. New agentic approach, AI understands your request, verifies your identity, checks security protocols, resets the password, and sends you confirmation, all without a human getting involved. That's the difference. But while everyone was watching generative AI make pretty pictures, something else was happening quietly in the reliability department. These autonomous systems have a serious Achilles heel. When they fail, they can fail spectacularly. The reports I'm seeing emphasize that without human-in-the-loop oversight, there are compounding risks in these systems. Think about it. If an AI makes a decision that affects another system, which affects another system, small errors can cascade quickly. That's why the companies seeing success aren't just throwing AI at everything and hoping for the best. They're obsessively tracking metrics like error rates, escalation paths, and time to decision. One report mentioned systems achieving 97.1% recall with proper feedback loops. That's impressive, but still means mistakes happen. And there's another wrinkle here. Traditional ROI models don't actually work well for measuring these systems. When automation spans departments and creates compound effects, how do you attribute the value? PwC notes that the real metric isn't just people doing things faster, it's business moving faster. That's harder to measure, but potentially much more valuable. What's fascinating is that despite these impressive results, there's a strange absence in this space. I couldn't find any major VC-backed startups dominating this sector. No a16z or Sequoia darlings to point to. Instead, it's established enterprise vendors like Moveworks, DarwinBox, and Azora leading the charge. And weirdly, big tech seems surprisingly quiet here too. No major initiatives from Google, Microsoft, or even OpenAI specifically targeting this enterprise workflow automation. Quick hits before we go. Parallel processing seems to be the killer feature here. These systems can work on multiple parts of a task simultaneously, unlike humans who work sequentially. Deloitte claims this leads to 62% faster ticket resolution, and interestingly, the adoption curve appears to accelerate when these systems cross department boundaries. Each new integration compounds the value of previous ones. That's your blend for today. While the world obsesses over AI art generators and chatbots, the the real revolution might be happening in corporate IT departments and HR systems. Not as sexy, perhaps, but potentially far more transformative for how businesses actually function. I'll see you tomorrow.